This week's changing track is for Terry. I had never heard the word palliative till the nurse called around. She drove a small car and spoke gently, but matter of fact. I talked to keep her from leaving, wanting more from her bag, wanting her to wave a wand. I had not even heard of an oncologist, knew not what they did. Then I went chasing one across the eastern suburbs, hospital to hospital. I tracked him down at Monash, where he gave me his lunch hour and the worst of outcomes. I have never stumbled through corridors and fallen blind into a bathroom, not without drink in me. I was vaguely conscious of someone watching me bend into the basin, all manner of liquid falling from my face. I had never been unfit to drive, not like that. My vision washed out, my stomach lead, and my head set to implode. I sat in the hospital car park and couldn't turn the key. A lady walked past and looked in at me, and I realised I was screaming. I have never had to be the interpreter of fatal news to explain to a loved one something so incomprehensibly finite, to make such a poor job of optimism, hope being a chicken bone in the throat. I didn't know the difference between a hospital and a hospice. It turns out the latter has only an entrance. When the principal fetched me from class, gave me the address, I could not know that my students would not see me for some time, and that when they did, I'd be a lesser person. I had never known of music therapy. A young woman played a harp next to the bed, finished to no applause, and left without a word. Who knew it was a thing? To midwife death. I have never heard such laboured breath, so different, so opposite to that of my wife's contractions, air that slows rather than quickens, rasps rather than roars, takes rather than gives, an antipodal pain. I have never told someone that it's okay to go, forever, never choked on such a lie. I have never known that moment of peace, when you watch someone leave, when you hear tortured air still and see the person become just a body. I've never closed eyes that couldn't shut themselves in a silence about to shatter. I've never heard such a sound escape me. When the nurse entered, saw, announced in a loud American accent, everybody rushed in from the balcony. My auntie cried, "You should have called us." But I couldn't speak, just this noise I didn't recognise. I would later regret not having looked up, would wonder if the scene around the bed was being watched from the ceiling, if one could see the watcher. I have never gone to a chapel at 3 a.m. A nurse suggested it. My cousin sat with me. I get what religion does for some people, but I really wanted a cigarette. I had never before tended to the business of death, arranged a funeral, wrung names from another's book, fielded sympathies personal and corporate. It would lead to other firsts, executing a will, dividing an estate, settling a dispute, dealing with agents of angst. I'd never needed to know a solicitor, was lucky to land a gentleman. I had never had to select a song, a single, to sum up a life. There were plenty to choose from. Songs from our family soundtrack. LPs scratched up with love. I would never hear it the same again. I have never stood beside a hole in the ground and shaken. A friend lays a hand on my shoulder as they lowered the box. I don't think it was to stop me jumping in. Wakes, they say, are to celebrate. But I couldn't. Still haven't. I had never, till that time, known the world without my mother. Life, it is full of firsts and lasts. Terry's changing track is Lay Down by Melanie.